All right, let's bring him in because he's in for Pat Pagano once again, Anthony J. And we say that with a capital J. Good morning, Anthony.
Thank you. Good morning, Marshall. How are you?
I am terrible.
Oh, I hope not.
Every team I wanted to win lost this weekend in baseball and in football. The only good thing that happened was that the Patriots also lost.
Wow. That happened last week, didn't it? Or did it?
No, I don't know. It was just a terrible. The Yankees lost two out of three. The Mets lost two out of three. The Jets lost. The Bills lost. The Giants lost last night. Like I said, the only glimpse of brightness in this weekend outside of the sun was that the New England Patriots lost. So,
Yeah, I noticed that. I follow sports a little bit too, and sometimes you go through weeks where, you know, you lose a bunch, and then you get a nice winning streak. So it's probably going to turn around soon for you.
Now, speaking about lose a bunch, I watched on our radar that hurricane go to the North Carolina coast,
right?
Basically stall and amble over the next 2 days down into South Carolina, and then finally start to move inland, and now it's finally moving northward on Monday. The rain that they got down there was amazing, and it looks like the rain shield that's going to come up here also is going to still be impressive. This storm was really quite a rainmaker.
Yeah, that we sort of knew that all along, that was the number one problem with that Florence, is that it was moving so slow when it moved into the coast. You know, had it moved just, you know, in and out, you know, within a day or so, it would not have been as big a deal. You know, there would have been damage on the coast, but you know, they've had 3 feet of rain around in southeast North Carolina, and the equivalent of 6 trillion tons of water this storm has dropped across in North Carolina was a superlative that I heard earlier today.
And they've got 80% of their year's rainfall this weekend, 80% in certain areas of their year's rainfall.
Yeah, and that's because the storm, you know, was parked over that area all weekend long, and the rivers are going to keep rising, unfortunately, although even as the rain moves away. But for us, I'm watching the system now. It's just an area of low pressure. As it moved over the Appalachian Mountains, it's just an area of rain now. It's gotten up to about near Pittsburgh to about Washington, D.C. So it's going to make it up here by tonight, and we have flash flood watches in effect for Tuesday. So look for a dry day today. You're not going to have any rain today, but the rain will move in tonight, maybe after about 9 o'clock or so, scattered showers, and then we'll have off and on rain into Tuesday with maybe 1 to 3 inches of rain across parts of our area with all this in the remains of Florence as it pushes through. Not much in the way of wind with it. There was plenty of wind when it made landfall, but the wind has been knocked out of it. So just rain, some thunderstorms, and then it's out of here. Marshall, by Tuesday night, by Wednesday, we'll be back to nice weather up and down the eastern seaboard.
All right. Now, are there any more of these tropical depressions that are still lined up ready to come the United States way?
Yeah, actually, it's gotten quieter. The only thing that's left right now, remember Isaac?
Yeah.
At this time last week, that was east of the Antilles. Now, that's basically been kind of sheared apart, just an area of showers south of around Jamaica. And they don't expect that to redevelop, so that's some great news. Sometimes they do, but it looks like it's just going to kind of get destroyed over there by the atmospheric winds over the Caribbean. So elsewhere, we don't have any other worries, although it's only mid to late September, so October can still be very busy with respect to hurricanes. We'll have to see how that plays out. But for the short term, we're going to take a break from the tropics, thank goodness.
I tell you, I'm 65. I'm going to be 66, and I have always been interested in the weather. And but I can tell you, I've never seen a storm move like this storm. Never.
That's actually correct. Yeah, and in fact, this was the first one that took a track. You know, it started by Africa as they usually do, and it was tracking almost north, way out in the Atlantic. And usually, when they're out there, Marshall, they don't come anywhere close to the U.S., but this one made it all the way across and moved into North Carolina, the first one to actually do that, and unfortunately it stalled. Because it weakened before it made landfall, though. Remember, it was a Category 4. It was only a Category 1 when it made landfall, so the wind damage wasn't as bad. The storm surge wasn't quite as bad as it could have been, but the rainfall, of course, you know, that's not correlated with the strength as much. The rainfall just keeps going and going. no matter how, you know, even if it weakens. So has been the main problem with Florence, all this terrible rain.
Did you see that video of the Weather Channel forecaster where he was fighting the wind and everything, and then the couple walked behind him and there was no problem?
That happens a lot, you know, with the live coverage. It's very kind of unpredictable. It doesn't take much wind to knock, you know, a full-grown adult down. I mean, once the wind gets up to about 40, 50.
But right behind him, two people were strolling hand in hand. You know, it reminded me of the time there was flooding in New Jersey, and they had a video of this, and this news reporter was sitting in a rowboat in flooding waters. And it looked very dramatic, right? Like, wow, the waters must be like 6 feet deep. And behind them walked two guys in waders.
Yeah, a little comic relief, you know, during a natural disaster.
Oh,
it's always nice to have.
Well, the Weather Channel explained it away by saying the guy was working for 30 hours straight. So he was a little weak, and that's why the wind might have been buffeting him. But it was not a pretty sight. It was pretty funny. He's standing there and he's showing the wind. He's leaning into the wind, and then two people hand in hand just strolled behind him.
Yeah, reporters have a flair for the dramatic. Yeah,
oh,
but the locals
gosh.
Tend to take it a little bit more in stride a lot of times. It seems like.
I needed a good laugh when I saw that. Of course.
Yeah.
All cries of fake news went up. Fake news. Fake news. Fake news. But. Oh, well. Well,
exactly.
We know you didn't do that, though, this weekend.
Yeah, I had a nice weekend. I got to see some friends on Saturday and Saturday night. I worked during some of the storm coverage as well. So, and thankfully, the storm didn't really come up here. We're just getting, you know, the leftovers of it. So, but yes, we'll have flash, but watch for some locally heavy rain tomorrow coming through. But it's going to move in and out, so we won't see more than a couple inches of rain. Not 20 to 40.
Okay. With that being said, I will speak to you next Monday.
Will do.
All right. Take care.
You too, Marshall.
Anthony Jay this morning in for Pat Pagano with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.